future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Peard since 1881.
7:38 here on your Wednesday morning. Big Daddy Dave Williams in the CHS studio. Come see the cooperative difference at CHS with locations throughout Central South Dakota and Southern North Dakota. Well, it is a wet nose Wednesday, and joining me from Paws Animal Rescue this morning, as always, it's Jen Euchre. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How are you on this fine Wednesday?
I'm wonderful, and you?
I'm doing well. It's been a good week. It looks like the rest of the week should be good, and there's going to be some fun this weekend. So,
yeah. All right. Well, today's feature animal here is Bunny. Now, she's a female 5-year-old cat. Occasionally, we get in cats that are declawed, and Bunny happens to be front declawed. So she's a little bit older. She's 5 years old.
Okay.
She's very, very pretty. She's got a thick, really soft, luxurious white coat with coloring just up on her ears, black and brown spots on her ears, and the most stunning green eyes. She is a beauty.
She sounds like it. And that's probably why she's named Bunny, that big old white coat from the sounds of it.
Yes. It's thick and luxurious. She's just gorgeous.
Now, do we know how she does with other animals?
What's that?
Do we know how she does with other animals?
Well, from our volunteers in that area, they say she's a little shy at first with some of our human volunteers.
Okay.
But, you know, once she trusts you a little bit and sees that you're there for good, she loves the pets and encourages more by giving you a gentle little headbutt.
She's just got to warm up to you.
Right, exactly. And we never know really how they do with dogs or anything until a potential adopter would need us to do a test on them. You know, then we would bring a dog and a cat together and just kind of see how they react. So we don't necessarily need to do that until we would need to know that for a potential home.
Definitely. So folks need to go out and see Bunny and all the other cute fur babies you've got there that are looking for their homes. And you've got something coming up that you're going to be working with another group for a walk. Why don't we remind people about that?
Yes. So it is our Pets Against Violence Awareness Walk. It's a partnership between PAWS and Missouri Shores Domestic Violence Center. And that is coming up in a couple of weeks on October 17th. It's going to be a great time. We're going to meet down at the amphitheater at 9 o'clock on the 17th to start with a little visit about the two agencies and the good that they do for the most vulnerable groups of people in the community. And then we'll have a walk. Vaccinated and well-socialized dogs are welcome and encouraged to attend. It should be a great time, and hopefully it's a beautiful fall morning in a couple of weeks. I'm hoping for some great weather.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that, for sure. All right.
Yes.
So if folks want to come see the animals, where can they stop on out? And you have them online as well to look at, too, right?
Yes. Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up. The Board of Directors has made the decision to close the shelter for open hours here for the next couple of weeks, at least through October.
Okay.
Just while we navigate through the uprise in the COVID cases right now. We are still doing viewings and meet and greets and adoptions by appointment. You just call our hotline, 223-CATS, and someone will leave a message with what you're looking for, what you're interested in. The answering service will direct that to the right person, and someone will get back to you. We're just not having open hours where we have multiple people in the facility at the same time, but we will definitely get the animals taken care of, adoptions taken care of, and any questions answered, spay and neuter certificates, all of that great stuff.
That sounds great. So they just need to give you a call, and they can go see Bunny, and I hope she ends up with a forever home before the end of the week. That would be great.
Yes, that would be wonderful. We definitely thank Sioux Nation for letting us come on the radio here once a week and talk about our featured pet. We've seen some successful adoptions come out of our little visits here on Wednesday. So
that is great.
With you on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day and week, and we'll catch up with you next week and see who you've got in the spotlight.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jen. Bye-bye. There's Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue on this Wet Nose Wednesday. Make sure you check out Bunny and all the great animals there. Give them a call and you can set up your time to go see those animals. So there's your Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll check out the birthday and anniversary.